You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Kevin King. Guy's terrible. Someone, please explain to me what the logic is there. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you, someone explain it. I want LaFleur to explain. Like, what the f*** are you doing?
And you're seeing all these math equations pop around on Twitter. I don't care about them, okay? You just go for it there. I could be the coach there. Hey, situation, reading it, fourth and goal, late in the game, you go for it. I don't need no stupid math equation to tell me that.
What is the math equation? Tell me the math equation. If we're going to go advanced analytics here, I'm with you. Show me the argument for.
I would say, look, I'm not going to argue for this.
But you know the math equation?
Listen. There isn't one that supports it. What Mike, the f*** are you doing? Mike,
and why are we applying math to Aaron Rodgers? You have the GOAT. That's your math.
Look, I am not going to go opposite of this. You have cursed at me. You are insane with rage. Nobody in the world thinks that that was the right decision. It can't be argued for because of the specifics, Stugatz. We talk about analytics all the time around here. Because of the specifics that it can't always be all analytics. You have to factor in on top of everything else. If you're going to do the math, Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. You're really good at this, and you don't want to give the ball back to them in a way that allows them to squeeze the ball until your esophagus and your season is no longer capable of breath. However, I'm guessing, Mike, that if the math on this, the slight edge, goes to you still go for it on fourth down, you don't kick the field goal, I'm guessing it's because of the math on the conversion of the 2 points and that it only gets you to tie. A touchdown if you miss the fourth down only gets you, in the best case scenario, to a tie.
Don't forget, he also took a ridiculous field goal attempt earlier in the game. Like I'm saying, if you give me a math argument for, I'll cool down. But when you're trying to do this 4D thinking bullshit on something that the math doesn't even support you on, then what the f*** are we doing?
Yeah, Dan, you have the tie, but that's it. You get to the tie. You have your 3 timeouts. You try to stop Brady. You try to get the ball back.
No. What I'm saying to you, and look, I don't want to alienate either you or the audience with reading followed by math. Just hear me out because you're not hearing another opinion, and you guys are saying,
I'm so mad.
How is the reading?
How is the math even close? And what I'm telling you is I'm guessing that the math is close is because a touchdown doesn't guarantee you that you're also going to make the 2-point conversion, and therefore you're still down. Where, as if you kick the field goal, then a touchdown wins the game for you.
I understand that. But what the touchdown does is guarantee you that you have a chance at the two-point conversion.
If you make the two-point conversion, right, is where I think the math probably makes it closer than it should be. That's if you're arguing just analytics. I'm not going to argue on behalf of that.
How about this math? I have Aaron Rodgers, and the guy that I want to keep the ball away is the greatest quarterback in the history of sports.
I mean, but that is what we were all watching. I think that's why Mike is so mad. Almost a grand
in futures. Almost a grand, LaFleur. Like, a lot of money is on this. Please, someone, I'm begging. Give me the math. Give me the math. More math.
All right, more math.
I want to hear the math.
All right, so the math is...
Oh, Whittingham.
Tell me the math.
Win probability added goes up 1.3%.
Oh, my head hurts.
Here's
math. 10 Super Bowls for Tom Brady. One for Aaron Rodgers. Exactly. There's some math.
If you go for it and fail, you have a 4% chance of winning. If you go for it and succeed, you only have a 24% chance of winning, because then you got to get the 2-point. And then you've got to go on to score another touchdown or field goal on top
of
what
we have already. $900, Chris.
They 100% lost. There's math. Because they didn't go for a touchdown.
Mike, I have a stat of the day here. I have a stat of the day.
Oh, I have like 10.
I'd like the long version, please. The long version, please. Of the stat of the day. The long version.
Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day.
Let's go, Uncle Luke. Bloody Miami Bass in their face. Poppy's coming.
Hey people, listen up, players. Get it. Cut the bleep. It is time to go on a journey. I will take a flamethrower to this place.
Aye, Poppy.
Is it just me, or is it a little warm in here?
Get it.
Flaming doodoo fire. They can kiss my old Cuban ass. Start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Yo, who did this and who did that? Lay up, way up before they block that. That boy hot, he on fire. I'm talking back to back and stats don't lie. You gotta have these skills. You can't fake this up. It's going in the record book. You can't make this up. Man down, time out. Somebody break this up. Kick him out. Double tap. Show if he act up. Oh boy, my boy, it just got real. What you think this is? Oh, you gon' take this L for real.
Hey yo, Method Man, one time for you, yeah. It's the stat of the day. Yep, the stat of the day. This ain't a Stephen King novel, so don't get carried away. I borrowed the line from Poppy while I was passing the J. Man, what happened to Gase? It's the stat of the day. Yep, the stat of the day. Long as the numbers don't lie, that's all that matters today. Shout to Poppy, cause he probably was a Mac in his day. M.I.A. where Dolphin must have been the catch of the day.
Who got the stat? Who got right off the bat, it's off the map. Digging down in the almanac, we got the stat. Give it to us, just drop the facts, all of that. Running numbers, now I want the stat.
Ain't no time for arguments, yo, let me see them facts. Yo, don't you bother talking shit, I ain't got time for that. Before you claim a single thing, you better run it back. Ain't no racking up, no W's until I see them stats.
Who got the stat? Who got the stat? Who got the stat? Stat of the day.
Stat of the day. And this here stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day.
I wanted to sing a little song to introduce the segment. A tradition like no other. Is this a little much? No, no, no. It's time for the long version of the stat of the day. Stukats will read us the stat of the day. The long version of the stat of the day. Oh, can't make it stop. It just goes on. It's the stat of.
Struck by lightning twice. Sugary Robinson's son is in the Hall of Fame for roller derby. What? 1.25 billion chicken wings get eaten on every Super Bowl Sunday. That's 625 million wingless chickens. In 1943, the Steelers and the Eagles lost so many players to service in World War II that the teams combined, and they called it the Steagles. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. I can't believe Dan thought Josh Allen would never be a good quarterback. Michael Phelps hit the longest golf putt ever made on camera at 159 feet. That's deep. The Harlem Globetrotters are originally from Chicago and known as the Savoy Big Five. And that ain't no jive. Joe Theismann's last name is actually pronounced Theismann, but a marketing guy at Notre Dame got him to change it to Theismann, so Theismann rhymes with Heisman. Theismann, Heisman. Joe came in second that year to Jim Plunkett. Man, that don't even rhyme. Who would have thunk it? Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Don't matter. Sacks are not a QB stat. Magnus effect. Draft capital. True shooting percentage. That's what win rate. What's a Pythagorean expectation? Spin efficiency. Yak like Kittle? Nobody's got yak like Kittle, man. Kittle's got crazy yak. Regress to the mean. Regress to the mean.
Stadium built, how long has it been since this
my God, look who is here, our original G. Hit them with something sexy, Kenny G.
And you're up.
My stat of the day, Stugatz, do you think you have a better one than I do? My stat of the day is that Tom Brady, and this is unbelievable,
we might have the same stat,
has now won as many NFC championship games as Aaron Rodgers.
That's a good stat.
It's unbelievable. He's played one season in the NFC, and Aaron Rodgers, and the best quarterback I've ever seen, has played every season in the NFC.
We're reaching the end of that, though. Are we trying to maybe getting a little closer to overrated on this one, or a little bit of an underachiever disappointment here with Aaron Rodgers? I love him. I love Aaron Rodgers, but one Super Bowl appearance.
Disappointment. Let's play his post-game press conference, because that's getting a lot of traction. And he sounded like a guy that was felt betrayed and was ultimately very disappointed by how that played out.
A lot of guys' futures that are, uncertain, myself included. That's what's sad about it most. Getting this far, obviously there's going to be an end to it at some point, whether we make it past this one or not, but just the uncertainty is tough, and the finality of it all. There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now, and I'm going to have to take some time away for sure and clear my head and just kind of see what's going on with everything. But it's pretty tough right now, especially thinking about the guys that may or may not be here next year. There's always change. That's the only constant in this business. It's really tough to get to this point. Really, really tough.
Leave, please. I beg you. They've betrayed you at every turn. It's one thing to have a bad owner in sports. We see with the Cincinnati Bengals what a bad owner can do for your franchise. I get it. But no owner there? Having Mike McCarthy there as long as they did? Having this LaFleur guy ruin arguably your best chance to get another Super Bowl in the way that bum Mike McCarthy did in that NFC title game against Seattle? In my personal record book, you should have three, Aaron.
You have your own personal record book.
Dude,
huh?
This guy's been betrayed at every turn. Let me give you this team, which was the number one seed in the NFC, this team that headed into an offseason, having just lost to the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game.
But you need to listen to this, Stugatz, about organizational failure, the way that he has been betrayed there.
I'm going to listen. They've been to two NFC Championship games, okay, under Matt LaFleur. So I am going to listen. But he has gotten Rodgers within a game of the Super Bowl 2 years in a row.
No, Aaron Rodgers has gotten him to the Super Bowl. No, but it's a big distinction as we're talking, Stugatz, of who matters more, Brady or Belichick. As we're talking about that, and Belichick didn't make the playoffs, and Brady's going to another Super Bowl.
Okay, but Brady will do this to you where he rips your heart out. He did it to Patrick Mahomes. He did it to Aaron Rodgers.
But Stugatz, listen to what he's going to tell you here, because, I've been wrong so much about so many things. And one of those things is that I didn't think Davante Adams was a very good receiver. When he started, I did not think. I've been yelling about Aaron Rodgers having bums to play with for a long time. Interchangeable number 47s in his backfield, and just that group of receivers isn't good enough. And this quarterback is, again, the best I've ever seen. You can argue with anything that I'm saying here. He's the best I have ever seen, and I'm wrong all the time. But I marvel at his craftsmanship. And what I have seen there with Mike McCarthy and others as he's propped up the careers of other mediocrities, because he's a boat that floats to the top, and a lot of bums, Stugatz, on that team, bums, he ends up elevating them to the point that we're yesterday watching that Davante Adams didn't have much of a game, and on the other sideline, the Tampa Bay Bucs are so resplendent. Antonio Brown's not going to even play today. We've got so much here, Antonio Brown's not going to play.
Gronk had a single catch.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter because we're resplendent here, because this is how an organization behaves when you're supporting the superstar that you brought in. You try to do everything you can because that position matters so much. Listen to the organizational breach Mike is about to give you on this year. It's not LaFleur, it's just organizational. That guy has elevated that franchise for 15 years. It's going to end up being a disappointment in terms of success, even though his craftsmanship is unlike almost anything we've ever seen in the sport.
Your game short of the Super Bowl last year. You know that you've got some road to make up against the 49ers and the rest of the NFC, because a lot of people called you a fraud last year. This is what you do with your draft. Jordan Love, A.J. Dillon, Josiah DeGura, Kamal Martin, John Runyon, Jake Hansen, Simon Stepanek, Vernon Scott, and Jonathan Garvin from the U. Only one of those players had a postseason snap. One. It was their third-string running back, A.J. Dillon, who got in because of injury to Aaron Jones. That's how you help a quarterback, a superstar, one of the game's greats in a shrinking window. That's how you do it. By the way, we have to put training wheels on this head coach, because Patrick Mahomes out there has Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and an Andy Reid that has learned from 20 years of clock mismanagement and failure that LaFleur just had. No, we're going to have someone in his late 30s bring this guy, who is the OC of the 27th ranked offense in the league. Bring your head coach up to speed too, because you did it with Mike McCarthy. Why don't you do it when you're in your late 30s? Betrayed by that organization. Absolutely betrayed. Fraudulent weapons, time in and time out. He has carried that organization. One title. Should he have ran? Sure. Should he have more on his own? Sure. Did they lose games as a home favorite? Yeah, absolutely in the postseason. Totally gotcha. You help him more than this. You help him more than a third-string running back.
Well, if you want to review all of those, when Aaron Rodgers' window is closing, you have to help him with draft picks from this year. And it's not just as you hear the hurt in that man's voice as he rebounded this year to win an MVP. Stugatz, I ask you to consider the idea that, is it an organizational breach to have someone that valuable who needs help? And what you gave him on draft day wasn't merely nothing. that helped you this season.
You gave him your replacement.
You gave him a guy that replaces any help you would have gotten by telling everyone and telegraphing to everyone. They deserve for him to leave. Telegraphing to everyone. If he could figure out a way to do what Deshaun Watson is doing, they deserve for him to leave.
Go to San Francisco, please, dear God. They will support you. And you don't have to bring along a young, wet-behind-the-ears head coach. Go to Kyle Shanahan. They'll get healthy next year. Please, for the love of God, because it hurts me that this guy has one title to his name. And that, look what Tampa Bay does. They even get Antonio Brown, who is a locker room poison. Now he's out for the rest of the postseason, but whatever. They know how you treat an aging superstar with a shrinking window. They got him everything. They brought Gronk out of retirement. They supported him.
To block!
It's an embarrassment of riches, and by the way, they have a pretty good defense, and they have a really good coaching staff. Really good.
Billy, I got to imagine, because Mike is giving voice to my inner voice, that you want to get back to overrated, no one's been betrayed here.
No, now we're playing a game of Deshaun or Aaron. Who do you go after in the offseason?
And Aaron's got 2 years left on that contract.
How does he end up in New England?
Right, exactly. That's going to happen. Chris, would you trade 15 years of Tua for 3 years of Aaron? Because I would do that today.
Wow. Yes. Let's do it.
I've got a different question for you, Chris. Would you trade 10 years of Tua for Tom Brady to have just done for the Dolphins what he did for 1 year of Tampa Bay? Like, you wanted Brady for a while there. I think your dad was advocating for Brady as if Brady would look here like he looked there with Devontae Parker and a bunch of running backs none of us have ever heard from.
The NFL is crazy. I think it's because of the rookie wage scale now that you can afford to just keep like getting rid of young quarterbacks that have failed your organization. We went 18 years with Jay Cutler being the marquee name at quarterback that was available. Matt Stafford is so much better than Jay Cutler was at Denver, and we're not going to talk about him being available at all. Deshaun Watson and now Aaron Rodgers opening the door himself, by the way. Awesome.
He would 100% take Tom Brady for a year over Tua. I think right now, if you gave him the option, Chris might take Peyton Manning over 15 years. Present day.
Chris, have you soured that much? Billy, do you know secret information about Chris Doubt that he has not uttered on air?
Is this just because I said I would want Deshaun Watson? I mean, shoot me, man.
I would take Peyton Manning for
it. Where do you draw the line? Would you take like 5 years of Matthew Stafford over 15 years of Tua?
I'm not going to lie. When I heard that he was becoming available,
you wanted
him.
Yeah.
I did the math in my head.
Mike, can we play any Man Campbell sound? We were denied the privilege of. Stugatz, did you read any of the quotes from Man Campbell? I can't believe we're doing this again.
I don't have to read the quotes from
Man
Campbell.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, really?
He's come up with a new, yes. You say you don't have to read them, but I bet you howl at least one of these where Man Campbell is going maximum Man Campbell.
Man Campbell was a young interim head coach, and he gave us great coach speak. We emptied the Man Campbell file, and I was sad because how am I ever going to replace the Man Campbell audio clips? Man Campbell, in the years that he's gone into hiding as an assistant head coach, you'd think that he'd soften his message a little bit.
Okay,
no.
Stugatz, listen, okay? Let's see. We're all going to experience this together because Stugatz has reached the age, and this is a dangerous age for sports personalities, the age too, which is, I know what I know. I don't need to hear anything else. I am formed, and I know what Man Campbell is. I can't get more Man Campbell than the Man Campbell I got in those magical, swaying, swooning 6 weeks we had where this guy would give great press conference, and his team stunk, but we were all rallying behind the meathead, who was, I believe I called him a bicep with a mouth one point.
Yes.
So, like, Man Campbell was a glorious era, and I'm believing that this sound will still make Stugatz laugh. This is Man Campbell introducing himself to Detroit.
This team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take 3 shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing, all right? That's going to be the mentality, all right? And We're going to learn that any loss that we take, we're going to make sure we feel the full pain of it and not go numb to it.
I didn't think he could dial it up anymore. I was wrong.
If you had SNL and the writer's room create a sketch around a brand new head coach.
I thought he was going to keep doing it. Like, and then you're going to have to punch us four times and we're going to go down and we're going to eat your wife's kneecaps and then you're going to have to go get back up and then we're going to eat the kneecaps of your children and you're going to have to punch us six times.
You're going to be walking around on nubs of ankles.
That's right.
Meat's going to be hanging off of
them. That's right. We're going to be the last man standing then because you're just going to be a torso that falls over that can't stand.
Yeah, then you're going to have to punch us in the liver. Then we're going to dust ourselves off. I mean, this is, the funniest part about all of this is Matthew Stafford watching that and being like, yeah, I don't think I want to do this. And Lions being like, we get it.
Are you tired of snooty wines and their old world wine culture?
Confused by words like malolactic fermentation? Yeah, we are too. So with 19 Crimes, you can do the fancy schmancy tilt, sip, smell. Ooh, I think it tastes like old red cherry, a little bit of wood and mahogany, a little leather. You can do all that stuff or don't. 19 Crimes is the rebel of wine culture telling stories of rogues and rule breakers who overcame adversities. From convicts banished to Australia to the legendary icon Snoop Dogg himself. 19 Crimes wine is defiant by nature, bold in character, and always uncompromising. 19 Crimes, the official wine of the UFC, pick up in stores nationwide or online at 19crimes.com. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024, Sonoma, California.
We were just talking during the break here about how weird the last 12 months have been, but slightly less weird for our crew because we've gotten to work every day. Whatever the loneliness and the mental health stuff that makes an appearance during this pandemic, because we're all crawling around on the walls inside our home and there's just an absence of freedom as America goes crazy in the streets around you, that has been a real test for everyone listening to this, Stu Gatz. There's no one listening to this who has not been tested by what the last 12 months have wrought. And so we, over the course of that, while doing this show for you, have had the daily ability to escape doing this nonsense for a while. So while we've evolved and things have changed around here and things have been chaotic, it might be less and less notable and noticeable. I've noticed that you guys have been real critical when the show isn't exactly the way that you want it. And so one of the things that can be overlooked here is the degree of difficulty that the pandemic has wrought on this show's chemistry, because Billy is never here. Chris is never here. Roy is never here. I can't do things with them in the normal course of the show. And Billy, for one, during this pandemic, has been very careful. He has been very diligent and very safe and very responsible, but I miss him in here because Billy comedically.
Thank you, Dan. Oh, are we not supposed to talk over each other?
Billy is comedically very talented in what we do here.
But really, nothing has changed in terms of how Billy acts. Pandemic or no pandemic,
well,
this is the way
he
acts.
No, but he's not. I mean, he's not involved. The
world's just starting to catch up to me, Stu Gatz. Maybe we should have been doing this all along.
He's not involved in the show enough on air, which is why he has been so flamboyant on Cameo, spilling creativity all over the earth. And I've wanted him in here, but obviously you have to respect anything that anyone needs during this time for workspace. And so he's been doing his job from over there, but it's been different. All of which is to say, Billy, that you've been complaining about back pain for a long time here. And because you're pandemic scared, and because Mike told you, he learned from Ellen that one of the coronavirus's symptoms is back pain.
What? I missed that. What?
Yeah, it's the only symptom I had when I had corona.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
Wait a minute. So what happened? So you've been talking about back pain without thinking that this fear-soaked person, didn't realize that one of the symptoms of having the coronavirus is mysterious back pain?
No. I thought that it was like sciatica or something. I thought that maybe I needed a new chair. I thought that my kidney stones were back. I've been taking pills to flush out my kidneys. Corona? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was kidney stones. I wasn't drinking as much soda. Well, that's not true. I'm still drinking a lot of soda. But I was trying to drink more soda just so my kidneys would float in, or the stones would float inside my kidneys. That's the thing about kidney stones, guys. it's really dehydration that flushes them out. If you keep your kidneys well lubricated, filled with water, they could just float in there forever. I'm not a doctor, but I think that's how it works. Just keep staying hydrated, keep drinking fluids, and then kidney stones will just live there.
Billy.
Corona.
When you said earlier, Billy, I'm starting to think my back pain isn't from being old. I assumed that you thought your back pain was from coronavirus. What do you think your back pain is if not coronavirus and not being old?
I thought it was stones. I thought the stones were back. I thought the band got back together and that it was just coming down my back and it was going around the front and now it's a side thing. But what's this side thing now? Because it's just kind of like a sharp pain. It's not appendicitis because appendicitis is on the other side. And you know the appendicitis test, right? You guys know the appendicitis test? Chris, tell them.
You got it.
Okay, so this is the appendicitis test. That's the way it works.
Wait a minute. He was trying to be a good teammate for you there, and you totally betrayed him. That's so wrong.
He passed you the ball.
Man, Chris, that was a good pivot by you to just throw the ball right back at him.
It's a basketball play, Dan. Pass, pass.
Give and go.
Uh-huh, exactly. I know sports. So what you do is you just bang the heel of your foot a couple times, and then if you feel that sharp pain, that might be appendicitis, but it's on the other side. Is that where my gallbladder is? Could it be gallstones? Ellen is back. As if Ellen hasn't ruined enough things over this summer. Now she's telling me that I may have coronavirus.
She didn't tell you. She told Mike for some reason. And now next thing you know, Mike's getting liposuction. Mike, what have you been watching during the pandemic?
Mostly Instagram stories, and they're telling me I'm a terrible person and that I need to improve not just body. Myself, but my appearance.
What's happening?
My digestive Hold track.
On. Can someone explain?
Everything's
me?
A floor All lamp right, or guys. Pull-in broom or a hat I can wear in the pool.
How does Instagram know, though? I mean,
they seize on to the internet searches in your home.
Wait, Whittingham is convinced that his phone is listening to
it
him.
It is.
And put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is your phone listening to you? What is happening first with Instagram stories? I am not on the gram, but are you talking about just people putting up beautiful bodies right and left and making you feel insecure about your body because everyone's beautiful? Or are you talking about this ad targeting that we've been talking about where Chris Whittingham, what are you convinced of, Whittingham, happened this weekend to you?
Well, it's just all the time Instagram has ads for things that I have not searched on the internet. I've only spoken about. I had a knee injury recently, and it started selling me knee braces. I never looked up knee braces. And then recently on the show, we had a conversation about shit. And the other day, I got an ad for things that can clean out my bowels. At no point did I search any of those things.
No, but at some point, you might have been on a Wi-Fi where someone had. And that's how they do it. That's how you do the listening. See, like, I feel like that on the show oftentimes. But sometimes I'll throw something out, and then everybody will Google it. And I'm like, my phone was definitely listening to the show today. No way around it. When it was, but it was just picking up on some of the Google searches that had been happening.
I've been wearing a knee brace for my back pain in the event that it was sciatica. Is it possible that your phone is somehow going through the computer and looking at me and watching me?
No, it just Putin is listening. That's all this is, right? Wow. Is like there's people are listening to you.
But does he have
everyone
a knee brace
knows
company?
What's going on?
Right, exactly. Well, he
Your
owns
poop
everything.
Is listening?
He owns everything.
Pooping.
Yeah, I'm getting the pooping, not so much the Putin on my IG ads. Yeah, dude, my wife had symptoms, lost taste and smell, had body aches, fever. She got it pretty bad. Then a couple of days, I was still testing negative. A couple of days later, my baby started having symptoms, and she had some of the traditional symptoms. She couldn't really articulate whether or not she had body aches. And then after my baby had it, I tested positive, and I was like, I kind of feel normal. I'm like, I'm asymptomatic. But my back had been hurting the entire time, and after 3 days of my back hurting, I'm like, this has to be it. So maybe my body aches are just concentrated on one part of my body. And sure enough, I Googled, and Ellen did the thing where she relates to the audience at home by only texting her famous friends about it. And I found out through that I had a COVID symptom, and it was back pain.
And so there is where it began, Billy. So I was surprised to hear your fear. Were you might not have been here that day, or maybe you were tied up in useless sound or something, but... because Mike had mentioned that he learned about this from Ellen, and I would have assumed from there that fear monger Billy would have immediately assumed, aren't you? Who's the biggest hypochondriac around here? Is it Stugatz or is it Billy?
It's, on our show, it's either Samson or Billy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a close second.
Hypochondriac.
Well, I am nowhere in Billy's realm. I mean, Billy is the biggest hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac? What does that even mean? Just because I'm aware of lots of ailments out there and my possibility of getting them makes me a hypochondriac?
Billy, if someone
just
tells you...
Just because every time someone has something I think I may have it makes me a hypochondriac, then make me a hypochondriac. I'm not a hypochondriac. Am I a hypochondriac? Should I be a hypochondriac? What's the symptoms of that?
I'm stunned that you didn't know that your back pain might be the Rona.
I was worried that it could be stress related, and now I have more stress because it could be something else.
I have a question for you, Billy. If you know back pain is one of the symptoms, but your back doesn't hurt, can you make your back hurt?
A true hypochondriac. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, then
right
there you go. Then you're a hypochondriac.
Wow, that is Stugatz admiring someone who is more of a hypochondriac than he is. If you can conjure the symptom that wasn't there before because you looked at WebMD and found the symptom, are you a true hypochondriac?
Never go to WebMD. Never go to WebMD.
Dangerous
game. Because I can tell you what it is. Yeah. Actually, I'm not even going to tell you. I don't want to put it out there into the universe.
Put it on the poll then instead at Lebatard Show. Is WebMD a dangerous game? Because if you have a dollop of fear, okay, because something twitched in your arm and you go to WebMD, you have cancer and will be dead in 10 days.
Every time.
You could do it.
Every single time.
You could get there from, it could be anything. You could stub your toe and you go to WebMD and you start reading with just a dollop of fear in your heart. And by the, you don't think you're going to last till the end of the article.
No.
You will be dead of a ravenous pancreatic cancer very quickly.
All roads, all symptoms lead to cancer. You're right. And it's like, listen, you go to there. It's so dangerous because you read these symptoms of COVID. I've had all of them recently. Every single one of them I have had at some point in the last 7 to 14 days. But I feel great. I mean,
he does. He does feel great. He keeps coming in here and powering through stuff.
How have you had all of them and feel great?
I mean, Billy, it's like headache and stuff. It's like how, like, it's a head. Listen, every day I wake up and I could smell what it is I'm eating and I could taste what it is I'm eating, good day. That's the way I've approached COVID. That is a good day. Because I think if you reach that, where you cannot taste or smell your food, like Mike's wife, then you are in for a long haul. You have it and you have it bad.
I've actually started licking things, which probably isn't advice I should give people, just to make sure that I could still taste. Like, I'll just sometimes I'll go and I'll be like lick the inside of my shirt, like, yeah, it'll look gross. That tastes like a shirt, but I tasted it, so that's good.
Yeah. The other day I farted and my wife was like, oh, that's disgusting. And I was like, good, you don't have the COVID.
Excellent. Well played.
Such romance.
Well, every time you fart, now you're just you're just testing her. I mean, it's
I'll check you out for your wife.
It's a Ronan test, honey. That's all it is. I'm your helpful Ronan test.
I'm worried about you.
I actually played a great prank on my wife when she was going through the symptoms because we were Googling all sorts of ways to get her taste and smell back. I don't know if you've seen this, the charred orange stuff. I was literally holding up a candle lighter to an orange for like 3 hours. My hand still doesn't feel right after this. I put together a charred orange and brown sugar thing. And then I came up with a bright mind because I was just in my home for 16 days. Hey, let's just shock your system. Let's give you something that you know in your mind what exactly it tastes like. Let's that feeling that you get before you have a tequila shot, that you've all been there and like, oh, this used to be a bad night. So I'm like, I'm going to give you a tequila shot because you know exactly what that tastes like. I'm going to shock your system back in. So I get a bottle of tequila and a shot glass and I go to the kitchen and I pour it and I hand it to her and she is like freaked out. Because she's like, I took this sound like a champ. Oh my God, it's a superpower. Oh, I can drink all the tequila. I didn't taste it at all. I'm like, it's because it's water. I got a real kick out of it.
Never sniff a tequila shot. It's a bad move.
That is cruel. That's not the tequila you bought me here, Chris. That's good tequila. Not if it's good tequila, it doesn't smell like that. But I want to get back into the romance of you farting around the house and telling your wife it's a caring, romantic COVID test. I got you on Valentine's Day just, you know, eating all sorts of gaseous foods in the name of romance, of course. But how did it go over in your house the other day that you said on air on a podcast listened to by a lot of people that your wife would be okay with you swapping her out for Jessica Biel. I felt like that should have resulted in immediate regret by you. What was the fallout from that?
None, actually. And I'm sure me admitting that it never got to her is not going to help because she is on Twitter. She probably shouldn't have mentioned that as well. I'm sure she won't get any tweets now about it. No, there was no fallout. My wife doesn't listen to this. She doesn't really. I try to like show my wife stuff sometimes. Look, we did a funny thing today. She just. Yeah,
but you immediately regretted it, though. You put in the chat.
Yes, I did.
You put in the chat. I saw in the chat and we never got to it and we wandered away. But you put in the chat, I need to take that back. I said something here. We've crossed the line. I've gone too far. Telling my wife that I'm giving a Rona test by farting, that's in character.
Look.
I have seriously tested my marriage by saying that Jessica Biel is an upgrade over my wife.
I had my daughters in bed with Mark Sanchez and was fine with it. I mean, just say it. You let it fly and stop explaining stuff to your wife. Either she accepts what it is we do for a living and we don't, okay?
I feel like you should explain that one to the audience. Whatever.
You really do. Your daughters were underage.
We were in back-to-back AFC championship games. I mean, and Sanchez was running the town, and Dan had asked me if my daughter was in a bed with Mark Sanchez.
At 18 years old, of course, right.
Can you slow down, please? Like you're yammering as if people were listening to the show 12 years ago.
I feel like they were.
And when you were offering up your 6-year-old daughters in pagan sacrifice to AFC championship games, we need to say that it is only after those girls were of age,
of course,
and you walked into a bedroom where your daughters were with Mark Sanchez.
I thought that went without saying.
Not your 6-year-old daughters.
Sanchez.
It didn't go without saying. It goes with much saying.
Well, thanks for saying it then.
I mean, look, can it be both things are true? I regretted saying it because she might not take it well, but it also is kind of true, right? I mean, wouldn't we all like trade up for like the supermodel? Like,
no.
Like come on, we'd all do it. Roy's nodding.
No.
Yeah, Roy's not doing anything. don't bring Roy into this conversation. Sure.
Why did you go Roy? He was not nodding his head at all.
We need some support. Everyone's backed up.
So the chemistry of the show is somewhat affected when Chris doesn't realize that, no, Roy does not want in this conversation. Roy wants very far out of this conversation. You think Roy wants to say on air to his wife, to his wife, that there's some sort of supermodel that's an upgrade over her? Roy, Jesus Christ, what did your teammate just do to you there?
Roy, come on, man. Back me up.
No, I'm not. You're trying to get me murdered.
Yeah. Murdered by who, Stugatz? What's his wife's name?
Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh no. No, Mike, that's unfair. What's his wife's name?
Oh.
Can you spell it first instead of even saying it? Because I don't think you got a chance at saying it.
Oh.
What a great callback. What a great callback. This is very, very strong dramatic tension. Hold on.
Can I spell it?
Can you spell it? Stugatz legitimately cares about everyone here and their families. Everyone knows it here, but he does have trouble with a couple of names.
I wrote the check, the wedding. I was there. I wrote a check. I got
check?
It.
What check? It was a check?
Yeah, to Gladys.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, you sent that to the wrong house, if you're
Gladys.
It's not Gladys.
Gladys. He felt confident about Gladys.
I could spell it, too.
No, but it's not Gladys. Her name is not Gladys. You want to try again?
You want to try spelling Gladys?
Yeah, spell Gladys.
G-L-A-D-I-S?
I think it's Wyatt.
What?
Isn't it? There's a Y in Gladys.
Stugatz, what is the name? The segment will not end until Stugatz gives us the punctuation we need on this
Claire,
segment.
She's the princess.
Claire is the princess. Claire is his daughter.
She's the queen.
If I gave him the first letter, would he get it? I don't think the first letter even helps him. Does it, Roy? I'm going to give him the first letter. E.
No, you can give him all five letters. He won't get it.
E is the first letter.
E. Sandra?
E is the first letter.
Sandra?
He said in your ear, Cassandra.
Oh. Cassandra?
You're not exactly getting warmer.
An E.
Starts with an E.
Okay, we've ruled out.
You almost got it by just Sandra. Asking me an E. You almost got it that way.
Give me the second letter.
I just gave it to you.
You did?
I just gave it to you. It was not a riddle. It sounded like you said her name a second ago by asking a question.
I said Cassandra.
No, this is unbelievable.
I read.
No, you don't.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.